it feels, yeah, it feels like the world has grown cold now that you've gone away.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome, holy friends.
You scared me. Wicked.
We are Wicked Paranormal Radio.
Yep. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Amy. And yep, we are on the Web Paranormal Radio Network.
This we are. Proudly.
We are. Proudly. And we have some exciting news to talk about. What we're going to be doing. We have a job now.
We do have a job.
A mission.
Yes.
I feel kind of special.
I do too.
You know, like maybe we're the chosen ones.
I like it.
Yeah. It's just because we have loud mouths and potty mouths, and
yeah,
we're explicit and fun.
That's explicit and fun.
Yeah, that's what makes us fun.
Yeah.
That's what makes that. Wicked Paranormal. And on Wednesdays, we wear black. Is that correct? Are you wearing black?
I am. It's even got a demon on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It's the perfect Damn. Wicked Wednesday shirt.
Yep.
It is. So, in other news, first of all, do we have a pork strout?
No.
Oh, disappointing.
I know. I had tortellini, though, that was really good.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Not even in the same family.
No. No. Next week I'm getting shrimp.
Well, that's exciting. Porch shrimp. Just be careful. That's not what gave you food poisoning, right? Is eating, you know, random things on your porch that people drop off, strangers drop off.
No more food poisoning. Bite your tongue. No, I mean, not from Tabala. But I did get, as you know.
Yeah.
Food poisoning at the end of last week, and
that is no bueno.
Yeah, in the last 4 or 5 work days, I've missed more work than I've worked from two different things. But did I tell you what made me sick?
No.
Funny story. Not really, but I knew it beforehand.
You knew it when you were eating it.
I knew it after I ate it.
Oh.
Because what had happened was I had a bag of beef jerky. Beef jerky, not turkey jerky.
Thank God.
And it was on my nightstand. And I thought, not to blow the punchline before I get there, but I thought I had opened it recently.
Oh.
So I was getting ready to go to bed, and I looked down, and my dog's like, yeah, life's great. You know, let's go out. So I ate a piece of beef jerky, took the dog out, right? Came back in, and then kind of rinse, repeat. So I'm getting ready to get in bed. So I open the bag of beef jerky, pull out another piece. And it had that little packet stuck to it. I mean, I didn't eat the packet. I did not eat the packet. But I was like,
food poisoning, you ate the random packet. Just,
you know the thing that says do not eat? Yeah, I ate it.
You were like,
That tastes kind of like beef jerky. Beef jerky in plastic. And who can resist? But no. So I looked down to peel it off of the piece that it was stuck to, which should have been a warning. But as I look down to peel it off, I see that the piece in my hand looks more like a wolf than a piece of beef jerky. It was gray and very hairy.
Oh my God.
Yes. So I thought I looked at the piece that I ate, But yeah, so I needless to say, 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
You should have just made yourself throw up.
I tried that. I didn't want to say that on here. We're all friends here. But yeah, I immediately went to the bathroom and tried to throw up, and I couldn't get that up. And it got to the point where my body took over, but yeah, that wasn't coming up. Mm. And then 2 hours later, when I ended up, you know, being in there on my own to throw up, it still didn't come up. So I'm like, fuck, I'm fucked. And it was. So yeah. So yeah, I got sick from that. And then, yeah. Then 2 days later, I ran out of my blood pressure medicine and ended up missing more work. So, but I didn't die. So that's good.
There's that.
It would have made a really good show if I had, though, because I'd still be here doing it with you.
Yeah. I mean, that would be perfect Wicked Paranormal, right?
Yeah.
Wicked Paranormal from the other side.
Yep. Kevin, really are you there? It's time for the show.
I appreciate your dedication.
Yeah. I'm nothing if not dedicated.
Awesome. So. I appreciate that.
So how's your week?
Well, I was going to ask you, though, have you had anything ghostly?
Yes.
Really? Well, let's get into that first, and we'll get into my weekend.
I saw in the bedroom, same area, a little girl.
A little girl. So it's not Shane right now. Someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. She was pissed. She said, Shane, my ass. Do I look like a bear? Shane.
Look at me.
And I was like, you're right. So, no, I didn't talk to her. But yeah, blonde hair. Little. Was wearing blue. Like light blue. Like little girl blue. So,
This is very intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see her well enough to know like facial features. I just saw hair, like long, bushy, not bushy, but
bushy.
It wasn't like long, blonde, like straight hair. It was like a head of hair,
and it was long.
Long-ish. It was enough that it made like a poof.
Okay.
And like a lot of hair. Like, you know, little girls with like lots of hair. It looked like that. And like Holly Hobby. Do you remember Holly Hobby?
Yeah. Like were there braids?
Not with the braids, but with like the big, like curly white hair. Not blonde hair.
Blonde.
Yeah, it looked like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but little, like maybe 3 foot, if that.
Oh.
And she was going across my bedroom, and I looked, and at first it was just like, oh, and then it was like, wait, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Because it was at the corner of my eye, and it was just like, oh, okay, that's, and then it sunk in that, wait a minute. There wouldn't be I don't know any little girls, so it's not like I could think that that's so and so's girl, or you know what I'm saying,
right?
But it was kind of like that familiar. It was just like it for a split second. I didn't question, and then I turned to look. I was like, what? And of course, she wasn't there, but wasn't asleep. It wasn't in my either of my, you know, hazes from being sick.
Right.
So, but yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Have heard a lot of noises.
Well,
I would say predominantly back there, but I've heard them when I'm in here in the study. I've heard them like behind me in the study. In the hallway in between the study and the bathroom, dining room, kitchen. It's just like normal living noises.
Interesting.
If somebody got up and went to the kitchen and was looking for something, or I mean, not like cabinets open and closing sounds, but just of somebody that lives in your house noise.
Some
So,
rando living in your house. Yep.
yep. So,
Interesting.
yeah, not Shane, unless Shane's like, I'm gonna trick you.
Yeah. Today I'm gonna look like a little girl.
Yep.
But tomorrow, back to my bear self.
Come in the closet.
I don't want you to be scared,
It's
so I'm going to
okay.
appear to be a
I
little
don't like
girl.
sweaters. I don't like sweaters.
Essentially, it's sweaters made of hair.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Have an interesting time.
Yes.
Interesting. So we will look forward to part two of that. She shows back up again.
Yeah, now that I think about it, it's usually because I usually talk about, I mean, it's been several days when I talk about it on the show. So it's not like at the beginning of the week, it's towards the end of the week when this stuff happens, usually. So we'll see next couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it. So yeah. Let's see. So my weekend, I was at Harriman.
How'd that go?
Doing some work. Doing some work. It went good. It's always interesting there. I can't say that I really had time to have anything happen. I wasn't investigating. But that doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? I did
Yeah.
hear some maybe some like sighs, people talking, that kind of thing. You know, like background noise. Nothing that's jumped out at me, I can't say. Now, if y'all haven't been, definitely, definitely, definitely check
Yeah.
out Harriman.
I agree. I agree. Just think, I mean, if you're wanting to do one of the two hospitals and you're like, oh crap, I can't go to Old South Pittsburgh, Harriman will not let you down.
Right. The Wraith Chasers were just there for an event. It's so yeah, old historic Harriman Hospital Paranormal Research Center. Definitely, definitely
Yeah,
check it out.
I love that place.
One of the best parts about it is that it's so new that a lot of places in the hospital have not been open to the public yet. But that's what we're working on. And then you'll be able to go in all the places where we've been, making it look nice.
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 Cool.
Let me think. So yes, I did get to see Heather and Jeff.
Yay, love them.
I saw Rhonda and Chris. So it was fun. But yeah, I told Jeff that you had food poisoning, and he said it was from the porch trout. And he said it while I was drinking.
And it went spray
And I was like, and it was just my water cup. And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to spray water out of my nose. Well, at least with water coming out of my nose instead of like something carbonated, because that has a burn to it.
it does.
I
I've
was
seen
like, don't do
banana
that while
twins.
I'm
I've seen
drinking.
banana twins come out of somebody's nose before. So
That sounds
I guess it's
painful.
good that if you start laughing with banana twins in your mouth, that it's better to have it come out your nose than to choke on it, I guess.
That's true. That's true. I mean, if you have to choose, I suppose. Right.
Yep. So just
Yeah.
totally threw you off, didn't it?
Yeah.
Your picture of banana twins coming out of somebody's nose.
Yeah, and I'm like, ow, that's gonna hurt a little. So that was good. Definitely they have some new stuff there. You can buy t-shirts now. They have a Scooby-Doo Harriman hospital shirt. Yeah, so it's tie-dye. You'll love it. And a cup. I love my cup, so
Yeah, it's
I got a cup.
cool. I like your
It's
cup.
very cool. It's very cool. It comes with two straws, a lid, and then the straw cleaner. Two metal straws and a straw cleaner.
Really?
So that makes it even better.
Metal
Yeah.
straws
There's
scare me.
a curved one and a, well, I have stabbed myself with one before, like trying to drink and drive. Not that kind of drinking and driving, but
Not that time.
not that kind. But like, just driving and I go to reach for my cup and then I like stab myself in the face with it, because I'm like paying attention to the road and I just pick up my cup and then I'm like, I've stabbed myself in the mouth or, the nose. That's happened too. That's fun. It's good times. So yes, be careful when drinking out of metal straws, everyone. Also when they hit your teeth, not fun either. Got kind
I
of
can see
a
that.
yeah.
Goes ka-tink. Yeah. Anything paranormal
So,
happening?
I'm trying to think. There's been some stuff going on, not here, that I've really.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. That
And I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
okay. You're welcome.
I just
I
had a
mean that.
Reese's peanut butter cup and a Diet Mountain Dew set in front of me.
Oh, nice.
Actually, it's not diet, but I'll still drink it. Oh, that
It's
one's
the
mine.
dinner of champions.
Yes, it is.
The snack of the paranormal investigator.
This and beef
So yeah.
jerky, the non-furry kind.
Thank God. Because we know what that does. Yeah, has a little bite to it.
And a growl and a gurgle.
So yeah, so nothing here that I have really noticed here at my house. My house has been a little bit quiet. So that's been kind of nice. But I do feel like I used the obelisk while we were cleaning, working at South Pitts or at Harriman. And I was using the obelisk, just having it on while we were, whatever. I think at some point I had music and just like kind of just to see. I think Heather had a REM pod, but we didn't. There were some words. I did get the word murder,
What?
and I can't say that I've ever had the word murder come out of that office ever.
Did it say it funky?
Murder, yeah, because it's Dave Schrader's voice.
Murder.
I did not get surprised. I did get bacon. Murder, there was another word and I was like, damn. And I said the same thing. I was like, I'm not gonna remember that, and I should have written it down. But I did remember murder. And there was another word that came out that I had never had come out before. So I was like, weird. But interesting. So there's that. And then so I came home Sunday briefly. Just to like, drop stuff off and whatever, drop off my dirty clothes and go. And then I went to Joby's and we got the obelisk out and used it there. I do believe I brought something with me.
Really?
Yeah, because we got the same name again. I got the name Bill at the hospital.
Bill.
Bill. I also got Mason. So I don't know if that was a name or referring like to a Mason, but I don't believe I've ever had Mason come out of there either. So that's what it was. So it was Mason and murder. And those are the two words I haven't had come out of there before. And I'm sure there's other words, but those are the ones that just stuck in my head. But yeah, I got that name. So we got the name again at, we got the name Bill again. So I guess Bill came with me. Because we got it at Showbiz, and that's weird. So either, I don't know if it's something that stays with me.
Or somebody that wanted to talk about Bill.
All right. Is Bill the one that got murdered? Is he the murderer? We don't know. It, I should have set up a recorder so I could have gotten more, but I just didn't. I was busy. And but that was interesting. Mm-hmm. There's been some things going on there. Doors are randomly locked that shouldn't be. The usual walking down the hall, the walking around whoever is in the hall. And I half laughed because last night I almost died tripping over a dog. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to end up like another one of the ghosts in the hall. And then the two of us will just stand in the hall and be weird. So yeah, because the dogs are mostly black and the hallway was dark. And yeah, I almost died. But it didn't. There's that.
Yep.
So yeah, that's about that. Now, I do believe I just saw Devin pull up. So we'll have Devin shortly. But we can talk about our exciting thing that we're going to be doing at the Paracon.
We're doing something exciting at the Paracon?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are going
to
be
pushing a bleep button a whole bunch.
Yeah, because we gotta try not to use our bad words, our potty words. Sorry,
didn't mean to interrupt, but yeah, we're gonna be minding our man. Well, kinda.
Speak for yourself. So there's that. Yeah, no. We are going to be interviewing people. These idiots across the street.
Live.
I didn't mean to say that live. I hope they don't listen, but that's okay. They're idiots. And I think they called animal control on my neighbor. But anywho, I'm going to go, I'm on my earbud right now, so I'm going to go off my earbud because Devin just got here. But we will talk briefly about what we are going to be doing at the Paracon. Just bear with me for a second because I may not be able to hear you.
Okay, are we good? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Why can I hear you? Not very loud. Okay, talk louder.
Talk louder?
Can you hear me?
No.
You can't hear me?
I mean, I can hear you, but it's not very loud.
So if I talk soft, we're screwed.
I guess
so.
Hmm?
I whispered if I talk soft, we're screwed, and you didn't answer. So, while she's figuring that out, what we're going to be doing is we are going to have, in addition to our booth, we are going to have a radio booth right beside our booth. And we're going to be broadcasting live from the Paracon. So, you'll get to see us, hear us.
With my life right now.
It's very quiet.
Okay, wait, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, yay, I figured it out.
Did ya?
I think so.
Congrats.
Thanks. Okay,
we're done talking about the booth at the Paracon. I covered it all.
Okay, perfect. Really. Somehow I've done something to my Zoom, and I don't know what I've done. I don't know how to take it off of this. Okay, anywho, so we will be being our quite ridiculously ridiculous selves.
And we were told to be ourselves until I said, cool, we get to cuss.
Yeah, so it'll be us, but without so much cussing. I said so much because there's going to be some, just not in front of children. Yeah. We just don't cuss in front of children.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I don't know, it's kind of like building a bonfire beside a gas station. do you want to say it? It's like, oh my gosh, we can't tame them, but let's give them a mic and a speaker and a Paracon.
Yeah. Woo! It's gonna be great, y'all. It's gonna be great. Yeah. yeah, if you're coming, come and see us. Come and we'll bring you on with us, and we'll put you on the air, and we'll ask you questions, or mm-hmm. you can ask us questions. You know, it's up to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're gonna be interviewing both the. What was that?
That was Devin.
Me dying.
That was Devin dying in the background.
Oh, don't die. Everybody's almost dying as it is.
Right? I mean, we're all dying.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm depressed. I got to go.
Oh, my God. Someone's so...
but, yeah, we're going to be interviewing both. The people that are there.
Yes.
And the speakers and the all of those people. And each other. So it's going to be a blast. And it's going to be both a broadcast, audio broadcast, and a video broadcast.
Oh, it's going to be very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are exciting.
We are exciting. And can't help it.
We just can't. We're just full of excitement.
Just comes kind of natural.
Come chat with us. And come on the air, and we'll just be just as ridiculous as we usually are.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably have some friends with us, and and then of course while you're there, also make sure that you get a tarot reading.
Yep.
Promise that you will not be sad.
No, you won't be disappointed.
No, you won't be disappointed. She might call
I mean,
you
that out. that was probably the coolest reading I've ever had, just because it was, I mean, A, it was different than anything I've seen before, but it was really cool. I really enjoyed it. To the point where you're thinking, yeah, there's no way that's going to be, you know, you see the way things are going, and then all of a sudden, bam, yep. And you're like, crap, how did that card come out right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And and getting the same card a bunch, and yeah, I was just like, holy crap, this is the coolest thing. So I absolutely loved it. So tell her again that I really loved it and I appreciate it.
I will tell her, and then you can have another reading while you're there.
I'm gonna at least one.
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough that I usually get one or more a week, so
that's nice. Yes,
it's nice. So yeah, definitely y'all check that out. Check her out, get a reading, you won't regret it. And then again, we are going to be doing that live thing while we're there. And we'll have some goodies for sale, and but we'll be posting
some abuse tree bundles, and
yes, the cedar tree that Shelby hates so much is just making cedar bundles. Fucking cedar tree. Yeah.
I think we ought to make that save the cedar tree bundles.
Yes, I think so. We'll make them to save the cedar trees, because if you buy them, she won't cut the tree down.
Yeah.
So save the trees, y'all. The money will go
to saving the tree.
To saving the tree, to watering it, and you know, I was going to say moisturizing it. That's not the right word.
I mean, excuse me, ma'am. Is this moisturizing cream good for trees?
Yeah. I'm here to moisturize the tree. Not moisturize. That was wrong. What's the right word? Plant food, but not moisturize.
Fertilizing?
Fertilize. There we go. Sounds like moisturize.
I mean, I was stuck on the moisture part, so I was like, what, irrigating? Or I was...
Irrigating, yes. Been irrigating it.
So we will put in its own irrigation system.
Yes.
So, and we have to keep our jobs at you know, so we can keep doing the Paracon. So we have to stay on the air at you know, at the con.
Yeah.
And after, so that way we keep get asked back so we can keep saving the tree.
Yeah. And listen to us while we're there, because we'll also be interviewing guests. So you can look forward to that. People that are guest appearances at the Paracon, we will be interviewing them as well. Mm-hmm. As well as, you know, whoever. Lord.
We're not picky.
We're not. Mm-mm. We'll talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, come chat with us. Ask us rando questions that are on the air that we have to answer. And, you know, what? Not me, Kevin. Do Kevin. Not me.
Wow. Thanks. Thanks. Stump the band.
Shame. Yeah. Come ask about shame. Yeah. Will you
Shane out of this? I'll bring Shane.
Not Shane. He said not a bear. He said he saw a little girl. Anywho, so yes. So we have, let's see. I'm trying to figure out what time it is. Okay. 8:50. All right. But anyway, we have Devin with us tonight to chat with us, you know, our special guest co-host. To talk about rando things with us that we talk mm-hmm. about.
Howdy.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, friends.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome to my domain. Yes.
Yes. You're among friends.
You're among friends here. Am I really? Yes.
Well, we're all under the tarot spell of the readings, the three of us. Yes. We've all had a very good reading. From Shelby. So yes, again, Paracon. And perhaps Devin will grace us with her appearance at the Paracon, and you can chat with Devin as well.
I'm trying to get there.
Yeah,
it's good times. We're gonna see.
Mm-hmm.
You have
so to. Anywho,
if Devin doesn't come, I'm not coming.
Well, then looks like I gotta go.
Okay,
and that means settled. You do too.
Yep, there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
This is our Alabama Paracon. Seriously, what are these people saying?
I think they're having a party. I couldn't get into your driveway.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people who can't get into my driveway. Not that I'm like my child.
You expected like, lots of company? What? There's going to be lots of people that can't get into my driveway. Wow. But like my son, now I feel left out. Thanks.
My son drives a big old truck.
That's true.
And it's going to be hard for him
the
to
yard. He'll just
say, to turn, he's going to have to cut through the yard because these people are parked in the street.
I definitely clipped the sidewalk.
That's fine. You're not the first person. But really, if these people would just pull forward, there would be more mm-hmm. room in their driveway, but they just don't.
Mm-hmm.
There's a problem. Because they don't know how to park. They don't know how to do anything.
Well, they're still called the cops on the people, you know, on the little kittens, call the cops on all the cars.
Yeah, I really should. I could call public safety. You know, we have that in Marietta. We have the public safety. Yeah. And they don't really, I don't know if they can write you a ticket or not, but they can come and tell you to move.
They've been to accidents before. So
yeah, so they I must be able to do can. Something. I just, they can't arrest you, I guess.
They got to get the big boys in
there. Yeah, to wait for the cops. Yeah, so that's the dramatic thing of my week, too, is that my neighbor has a bit of a cat problem. And I he his heart is in the right place.
There are a lot of cats.
But there are a lot. Like I mean I myself have a few cats, but all my cats are fixed and they don't go outside either. So these cats are outside mostly and none of them are fixed. So we all know what kind of problem that produces because cats, yeah. So weird, was it Monday? I'm trying to think of what day it was. I think it was Monday. Yeah, because today's, it was Monday. So 5 cop cars. It started out with just one mm-hmm. and one animal control truck. And then 4 more. Police cars eventually trickle in. I don't know exactly any deets about what went on over there. I just know that I saw, because I am the nosy neighbor, I went to check my mail so I could see what was going on. That's when I figured out it was animal control, because I saw them come out with carriers, like little cat carriers or little pet carriers. And I was like, oh, shit. Now, a lot of those cats do come to my house, not in my house, but they're in my yard. And they're pretty much feral. None of them, I mean, he has a few, I think, that will come to him. But they won't come to me. They run from me. And so some of them were over here hiding. They were tromping over there through all the weeds and everything over there trying to capture these cats. Like, they're going to come to them. I saw the lady out there like, here, kitty, kitty. And I'm like, that's cute. They're not going to come to you. I live here. They see me every day. And they don't come to me. So you are definitely not going to get them. And then I saw her putting kittens in the carrier. And I was like, but they went in the house too. Yeah. Like, the owner of the house was not there, but the guy that's been staying with him was there talking to the police. I don't know what was going on. I heard the lady say to him, how do you know which ones are your friends? Meaning he's not there. So I don't know where he is. That's the part I'm concerned with, is like, where is he? The other guy's there who doesn't own that house and has some issues. And he is not there. So I don't know if he even knows that animal control came and took some of his cats.
Yeah.
But I believe it was all kittens. I don't know. I didn't see them setting any traps. That doesn't mean that they didn't. But these cats, I think, are smart enough. They're not going to go on a trap. Like, that's cute. No. No, bro. So I don't know. We'll wait. We'll do the wait and see. But, you know, he's a little old man. And his heart's in the right place, but he can't take care of all those cats. They're like,
no.
Aren't healthy. They're like, you know, I myself have rescued three from his
situation.
On spot.
Ford.
Ford. Yeah.
His collection.
Make it sound nice, you know? His collection.
So that's that.
I think it was the people that are. Oh, they're all gone. I guess that was a really quick party, y'all. Maybe it was some sort of Bible meeting. I don't know.
Bible meeting.
It's cute. Block the driveway for your Bible. Now at least my kids drive.
Only Jesus driveway. Has room here.
I'm not invited to those things.
Jesus can come over if he's going to be turning the water into wine.
That's true. You got an invite. Come on down.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday.
Wow.
Come on over and turn water to wine every Wednesday. Maybe that's what they're doing. Cool. Pentecostal church behind on Wednesdays. They do get a little loud. So
they're just having a party.
Yeah.
Turn water.
It does sound like a party down there.
It does.
Yeah. They're just having a party every week. Thankful I'm alive today.
Stripping for Jesus.
I took a left turn I was not expecting.
I mean, it does sort of sound like club music.
It does. So you go to put money in the garter belt, and she's like, that's not going to feed many children.
Jesus is going to want. I do have to say, I did get this most adorable new tarot deck. So we got
my new
and it is the cute ghost tarot, and it is
cute.
Perfect.
It's adorable.
It is.
It's so cute.
Just wait till you see the cards. Like, the cards are so, they're adorable. And
yeah. How can it be a bad reading? Look how cute it is.
Look how cute they are.
I'm just going to gently tell you your life is falling apart. Don't worry about it. Yes,
look, the ghost is smiling. It's fine.
Even the ghosts smile.
Yeah, they're precious. Like, look at the love. Oh, aren't they adorable? Oh my God, it's the cutest one.
Blushing ghosts that get me. That's so cute.
I may have to get one of these cards as a tattoo.
I can see you doing that.
It would be, I've been wanting a ghost. I was thinking about Casper, but I may do these.
These are so cute. Just the ghost falling out.
Right? The tower. Oh my god, it's the cutest. It is the cutest, y'all. Check it out.
Yeah, the cute ghost tarot. This is precious.
Yes, it is. I love it. It was like a really, it was a surprise. Like I was getting ready to leave for Harriman and Zach came in with a package. And I was like, what is that? He's like, Amazon just dropped it off. And I was like, oh, well, I didn't order anything. I was like, did you order something? He's like, no. He's like, but it has your name on it. I was like, okay. So I opened it up.
Let me open it.
So I opened it and it was my ghost deck. And a little note was in there. It was very sweet. So I love it. Aren't they adorable?
I can't keep looking. Like, I can't stop looking at these. They're so cute.
See? It's adorable.
Each one of them has a little, like, it's just so cute.
Yeah. They're the cutest.
That's all the word I got. It is the cute ghost tarot deck. You've got to just keep calling every card cute.
Yes. So and then also like because I did have a birthday recently.
That's right.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And I got she got me a crystal oracle deck. Oh yeah. That's the best. The devil is the best card. The devil is the best card in here. Like
that is so
the little
funny.
Ghost has horns. He's smoking a cigarette. He's chained to a liquor bottle. A little thing that says sex. A little potion bottle and some hazard. That would you call that a hazard?
Yeah.
It's just hazards, like a little hazard symbol. It and a broken heart. Oh my god, it's fabulous. He's with a cigarette in his mouth.
That's the part that laughed at. That's the tattoo.
This, that's it.
That's,
yeah.
The devil. just yeah.
Because it is just adorable. Yeah, it's one of the best cards in the deck.
Perfect.
In this particular deck. So yeah, anyway, check out that deck. So much fun. If you're into tarot and...
And what's it called again?
It's called the Cute Ghost Tarot.
And if you forget, just go through that last 5 minutes of us saying cute every other word.
Yeah, and it is cute. And they are ghosts. So
it is
what it does deliver to its name. It's the Cute Ghost Tarot. So yeah, it's perfect. It's interesting. And it's different because like pentacles are, what are pentacles on there? It's different. And they call like wands something else.
Sticks,
yeah.
Coins.
Cups are cups. Okay, yeah. Pentacles are coins. Cups are cups. And then I think swords are something else too.
You got sticks, you got cups, blades.
Blades. The swords are blades, yeah. So it's adorable. So definitely check it out. But anyway, you had anything, any mimics at your house recently?
No, not recently, thank God.
So just that one time?
For now, yeah. I suspect
now. I'll
come back.
Probably, yes.
But yeah, no, nothing real strange. We went on vacation the last, you know, in between the last time I was here and now.
Yeah.
So we haven't really been home much the past couple of days or week or so. So everything's been chilling out, just being vibes.
Right on.
Okay. Yeah.
No mimics.
Yeah. I'm telling you, those things crazy.
That would be creepy.
It's so strange. Like imagine hearing your own voice but disembodied in another room. It throws you, because especially when, like, no one's talking and then it just comes out of the blue. Yeah, it's crazy. Definitely keeps you up at night.
Mm-hmm. I think that'd be creepier than, like, seeing something walking across the room. Personally. If you know, all of a sudden I hear me talking out in the family room, yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah. It's like, you can kind of rationalize, like, seeing, you know, the seeing is believing situation is like, oh, that definitely was a ghost person thing. That's a thing I saw. Meanwhile, you're not quite sure if you heard what you heard or if it's just your own brain. Like, I don't know. To me, like, I'm with you. Auditory hallucinations, or, you know, anything auditory that's like ghosty, much more scary than physical apparition.
Yeah. Especially when it's mimicking.
That's cute.
She just sent a picture of the devil ghost.
Oh, you saw that. I sent the devil, yeah. Isn't he the best?
Chandler.
He's like perfect.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, you know what? It is a 9:05.
We're going straight through.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, I was getting ready to text you.
Okay. I just saw Stan had asked, and I didn't see for a minute.
Yeah, so, I was like, I think so, and I was getting ready to text you, and then, yeah. So, do you want me to talk to Devin while you go pee?
Yeah. Well, it's like you know me or something. It's like you know me. Yes. Okay. I'm gonna leave you with Devin for this. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Yes.
You know, just how we do.
Holy Roman Empire was neither holy nor Roman nor an empire. Discuss.
Fun fact of the day.
Yeah. So how are you?
I am doing all right. You know, like I mentioned, no ghosty things, but personally, I've been doing okay.
That's awesome. How was your vacay?
Oh, it was so nice. We went to Florida, but like not like an overcrowded part of the Gulf, which was really nice.
Uh-huh.
It was just so pretty. I got obliterated by the sun on the first day.
Didn't that suck?
Oh my God. So for those of you who have not ever met me, which is probably a lot of you, I am a ginger, which basically means I have red hair and I am basically a ghost skin. So even though I put on, you know, SPF 1,400 times, I still got like second degree burns.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And the first day, no less.
And on the first day. Mm-hmm. And so the second day we stayed home, and then the third day we went back out to the beach for a little bit at night. And we did some like sea scoping. And we found some pretty cool shells, some shark's teeth.
Yay.
Yeah, it's always a good time. But yeah, so it was a lot of fun. I recommend if you ever go to Navarre, Florida, there is a place down there called the Slippery Mermaid. If sushi is your game, you gotta stop.
I just like
the
name, Slippery Mermaid.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, yeah.
Let's see. The other thing too is it's like
back to P and Amy. Good gosh.
Amy has repaired. But yeah, like it's a little like it's a beach house, beach shack like design. And you go inside, it looks like, you know, just a couple of tables, a small bar, exactly what you think a beach house looks like. And sushi, absolutely delicious, like salmon that melts in your mouth, like butter, the best kind. So I recommend that place. Definitely go there.
Cool. Yeah, I need to go to Florida. I'm way overdue.
Yeah, I haven't been in a long time up until, you know, last week now. So I missed it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely love Florida. So they have any like ghost tours or any ghosty things around there?
I'm sure they do. because, you know, every place is haunted to some degree.
Yep.
No matter where you go. Don't think you're ever alone. You're welcome.
Wow.
Hold on, way to kick in your paranoia for your Wednesday night.
Yeah, really.
I know. But yeah, like Navarre is one of those places that they call it something along the lines of the most serene beach on the Gulf or something, because not a lot of people really know of its, like, not necessarily know of its existence, but aren't really housed there a lot. It's a smaller, like, town in Florida. So it's really pretty. You know, it's still not necessarily still being developed, but they're still like adding, you know, like major chains and
yeah, it's not overdone yet.
Yeah. So it's really, really pretty. And I know, the place that, not where we stayed at, but the last time we were there, that one had an interesting, like, ghost story to it, which was cool. Yeah.
So the last place that you stayed had a cool ghost story, like the place you stayed in?
Yeah. So it looked like a pretty, normal house for the most part. And we had probably... And it looked like a normal house on the outside, but on the inside, we had multiple people there, but a lot of the times you would probably only have like two or three in the house at a time, unless we were sleeping. But like that one had like footsteps in some of the hallways. At one point, one of the siblings we were with, happened to see other things, and like the apparitions. She didn't exactly tell me everything about it, but she's like, I'm pretty sure there was a ghost in the hallway, and never spoke it again.
I'm like, no, please.
Yeah. And it was a fairly big house, like remodeled and everything, so I'm sure, you know.
Because ghosts love that.
Yeah.
They do. They appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't, so. Yeah. Sometimes it really makes them angry.
Sometimes. Listen,
the ghost space, unless you ask permission first, or else you're going to get haunted.
Right.
I'm just trying to make it pretty.
I'm just trying to make your house pretty. I liked it the way it was.
Mm. Yeah.
I built it myself. Look at all the chaos. I don't know why he turned into an 80-year-old smoking man, but, you know, that's where we're at now.
Yeah, I happened to be looking at that devil card again when you did that.
That's what he sounds like.
That's what the devil card sounds like.
Listen, that's his voice. Don't succumb to the hazards of life.
Wow.
Unless you want to be like, no, it's Monsters, Inc. That's the voice of the, why can I never remember her name? Mike Wazowski. You never turned in your paperwork last night. What is her name? She's the desk lady. It's going to bother me.
What's the desk lady's name in Monsters, Inc.?
Oh, thanks, Kevin. It's using technology to our advantage. Yeah.
No, I was asking Chandler. I wasn't cheating.
As I just go, hey, Samuel, turn the second light on.
Technology, everyone. It's not Sylvia. It's something else.
Huh.
But yeah, that's what the devil sounds like.
Yeah.
Amy, what?
I was about to say the same thing. I was like, what?
No, she said, apparently he sounds hot. And I was like, what?
That's what I thought she said.
Yeah, you heard that right then.
Right. So ghost devils that talk like that are hot. Cool.
Noted.
Well, you gotta be nice to them because you don't want them to haunt you.
But
so
imagine...
Oh, they have a beautiful voice.
Yeah, but imagine that being in your ear, like, after a while it'll get annoying, sure, but, like, just laughing every time you hear, why did you leave the plates out? They should have gone in the cupboard. Like...
Well, I don't know. I want the ghost to talk to me a little bit. Like, you did a great job adulting today. Can my ghost talk to me like that? Oh, we're so proud of you. Like, you took a shower and you put pants on.
So you want an emotional support ghost.
Is that what she was saying? I couldn't hear. I mean, I can hear her, but it's...
Yeah, she wanted positive affirmations from her ghost instead of...
Yeah, like, I want to be like, great job adulting. You know?
Oh, yeah. Why don't they do that?
Three loads of laundry today. I am so proud of you. Can't believe you washed your regular clothes, you know, cat blankets, and your sheets all in the same day.
Woo! That's pretty impressive.
You rock.
Yeah. See, that's what I need my ghost to do. I do need an emotional support ghost.
I also would like one of those, but I only want them to tell me ghost puns.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit, you did great today.
Yeah.
apparently you are doing. They didn't ghost you. They're sleeping.
Yeah. That's my ghost.
Lots of puns. I want a lot of puns.
I need to get better at my pun game anyway, so any help is appreciated.
So come on, emotional support ghost.
Right.
Bring come on. It. Show us what you got. Show us.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah, well, my imaginary friend when I was a kid taught me how to tie my shoes. So,
that's helpful.
Yeah.
You did a face plant. That is an emotional support ghost. Way to go.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Now I'm jealous that you had one.
Mm-hmm. And mine, I still remember that because I was sitting in the floor in the kitchen. And I still remember imaginary friend.
Kitchen floor. Ghost.
What?
Kitchen floor support ghost.
Kitchen floor support ghost. There is an emotional support ghost for every room of the house.
Yes. The kitchen one is like, yeah, I know that you did put that pizza in the air fryer, but then you decided to go outside for, you know, oh, I don't know, 10 minutes. Leave the pizza in the air fryer for me. And guess what happened? It turns black. So,
I almost did that yesterday.
We like to teach things on this show. Don't
follow me.
Yeah, like don't warm pizza up and walk away. Don't do that. Because it
and don't take it right out of the air fryer and throw it away.
Yes, do not do that. Don't because do it does burn a hole in your trash bag.
Okay, life lesson for sure.
We always have that. Because we don't want people to. I think one of my favorite lessons was the one about the chicken. Do you remember that one, Kevin?
The chicken.
Was that not? Were you not my co-host, son? I thought you. No, I'm pretty sure you were. Because remember, there's that one time bought a chicken.
Yes. With the cooking it in the crock pot.
Yeah, and I was so excited. But then I realized that there's a thing inside the chicken, like a turkey. I thought that was only for turkeys. It's not, folks. Always check the inside of your whole chicken because there could be some things in it, like, I don't know, giblets or gibbles or whatever those are called.
Gibbles. Look out for the gibbles.
Oh no, not the gibble. There might be a freaking neck or something in there. But anyway, that shit's in plastic. So I freaking cooked a whole chicken with plastic inside of it. So guess what I had to
do? Not eat it.
Not eat it. I had to throw the whole fucking chicken away. So, sorry for my explicit.
Oh no.
It's okay. You're okay till we get, you know, to the Paracon.
That's true. I'll just keep practicing.
Well, in the meantime, we'll practice.
It's not going well, folks. Mm-hmm. But I'll practice because we're gonna be making a little video.
Yeah.
Maybe we
a
can
promo get video beforehand.
Yes,
that'd be pretty cool. Video.
So yeah, we need to get one of these youngsters that are around us to make us a video. We could probably talk to him.
I knew that was coming.
Make sure you get good angles on me. Like, I don't want the extra chin, and I want to look young. Like, I want to look 20 years younger, okay? And so that when people see the video, and then they see me at the Paracon, they're going to be like, who's that?
Yeah, who's that lady? Excuse me, ma'am. Where's Amy?
Like, no, I'm Amy. No, you're not. We saw the picture. We saw the video, yeah. And that's
fine. So not you.
Well, let's see. Em and I have some pretty good photoshopping skills with the movie maker and stuff, so we got you.
Okay. We gotta make a spooky. And we need to do it. I think, where are we? Maybe we'll surprise y'all with the location. Not you, but no, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Surprise her.
That's how I was like, show up
at you're this. You're here to film it. Surprise.
Nothing else. Amy, what is this? No response. Amy, I'm serious.
What's happening? Just show up. Bring your camera.
This is getting a little bit weird.
It does get weird. Then it's like,
give her like three addresses. Every time she gets a new one, there's like an envelope there.
It's like a scavenger.
Well, like when you're doing a ransom drop and you're trying to lose the cops, you know, and you meet at one place and the phone rings and they pick it up and say, now go to the graveyard.
That's probably where we'll end up. Is a graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
We could sit with that little lady on the park bench.
That lady kind of creeps me out a little bit.
I have a picture of her behind me right up there.
I have pictures of her, but I don't necessarily know that I want to sit with her. I mean, I don't know that we could both sit there with her.
I'll stand behind y'all.
I'll stand behind because I'm short. Mm-hmm. And you can sit.
And then they can't see you, so they just think I'm talking to the little old lady statue.
You can snuggle her.
She probably needs a good
hug. Actually, you know
what? I don't want to do that again.
Oh, Lily, Shane will get mad. The woman in black, they call her the lady in black. Woman in black.
Lady in black.
Lady in black. Okay. The lady in black. That would be kind of cool to do. Around that, because there's some good. We can tell a little like local history while we're. Yeah, it's gonna be fun, y'all. So watch for that.
We could start you a YouTube video channel and everything.
Love Lord. That's what I need to do, is be live all the time.
No one said anything but live.
Well, I'm live, but, you know, my life is, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. But funny things do happen to me, you know, and the weird things do happen to me a lot.
Uh-huh. And you like to share, so that's meaning what happened to you.
I don't mind, you know, actually stepping in poop at the Kroger's or, you know, whatever. I'm going to talk about it. There ain't no shame in this.
Uh-uh. Well, it wasn't your poop.
No, it wasn't mine. That's like accepting my own poop. I wouldn't have told that story. I'm like, yeah, y'all, I pooped in Kroger and I stepped in it. No, it didn't go down like that. And I certainly wouldn't tell it. Mm-mm. Nope.
Can you imagine if you're the person that pooped in the Kroger that you stepped in? And you're just happen to be listening to, I'm like really getting into go. Hey, this, these people are local. Holy crap. And then you're listening. And all of a sudden you hear the story of when you pooped in Kroger.
You'd be like, holy. You're like, that's a copyright infringement. You can't tell my poop story and on air. I didn't give you permission. I don't know your name. I mean, I didn't
really.
I wasn't going around.
That's when you say, what's your name, ma'am?
Karen.
It's not like I was like walking around Karen. Interviewing Kroger, like, hey, was that you? Did you do that?
Ma'am,
that's we have nasty. A question. Yeah, and you owe me some shoes. So there's that.
Yeah, they didn't make it far out to the Kroger.
No, listen, I had to wear this. I had to wear bags. On my feet, on my shoes,
so you didn't track it
so everywhere. That I could walk to the car. So, you know, like, what kind of walk of shame is that?
That would be interesting to watch. Just minding my own in the self checkout line, turns around, and this weird white lady is putting on white, like, plastic bags on her shoes to go
and
outside.
She smells like poop.
That's the thing. Like, I'm thinking,
stinky lady's putting bags on her feet.
Did they think I pooped myself? Like, because I'm walking around with human feces. Like, and God bless, they had a girl. I found a girl that was there, and I was like, I need some paper towels or something. I was like, you know, and maybe some gloves. And I was like, because I've stepped in poop. She's like, and this poor girl was cleaning the remaining poop up, and. I'm pretty sure that she was young, bless her. She was young, and, you know, that was probably her last day ever there.
It would have been my last day.
Oh, hell yeah. I would have been like, no, bro.
No, no.
You need to call in hazmat or some shit like that. Literally. Yeah. Because
They do serve food, so they would.
That's a problem. So yeah, you know, I single-handedly gave that Kroger the name the Shitlock Kroger. you know, we have Murder Kroger, Disco Kroger,
Traffic.
Yes, we have all the Krogers. So yeah, I just gave that one a new name.
All right, welcome to Georgia. Would you like to visit any of our Krogers? Yeah, get a surprise.
Yeah, well, be sure to take the Kroger tour while you're in town.
The Cartersville Kroger has a barn.
What the
I think we need to do that. Can we do a live broadcast
from the Hello. Welcome to Kroger. It's Wicked Wednesday, my dudes. And we're Slosh.
We're from the Kroger Mm-hmm. Kroger Bar. It's interesting.
The Crowbar?
Yes. There. That's what that one's called. Now that one has a name.
Wow.
That sounds so badass, though. Let's go down to the Crowbar. I got some stories to tell. Like,
I spend too much in Kroger anyway.
God,
I can't
sake.
Imagine going there and like, let's do shots real quick. And then you come out of there with like a $300 bar / grocery tab.
Yeah. the only thing I can think of is just like new moms that have to go do their grocery shopping because their husband's at work and they have a baby on their shoulder.
Getting wasted at the bar.
Like, just taking shots and then going about their business.
Wow.
Can you shop and drink?
Is it an open bar?
I need to know. I have questions. We need to go there so we can investigate. You know, we'll call it.
You have to investigate.
Yeah, it's work.
It's work related.
It's work related.
So work related, yeah.
And we investigate all kinds of spirits.
All kinds of spirits.
That was good.
Exactly. That's perfect.
That was good.
Perfect. yeah, so that's what we need to do. We all need to go to Carsville.
Just making a road trip.
Yeah, bit. and then we will review it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. On air, we'll let y'all know what we think of it, and you know, was it worth it, and could we have just beer or wine, or do we get booze too? Could we do shots or could we just drink beer?
Can I walk around the store with an open container?
Right. You know, like at Target where you get that little, there's a Starbucks mm-hmm. in there and they have a little cup holder that you put on your cart.
Yep.
Can you get one of those to hold your wine glass?
Yes. Can I get an upgraded cart, please?
I need the little holder that holds my wine while I'm shopping. That would make shopping so much better and fun.
Mm-hmm. We're writing suggestions to Kroger as we speak. Dear Kroger,
can we make all Krogers have a bar? Like the one on Whitlock, you know, there's nothing in it anymore. There's no Starbucks like the one on Roswell has.
And there's no Chick-fil-A. Which, what happened?
What happened to Chick-fil-A? Corona?
Probably. Because Kroger closed or was minimal.
Such crap.
Depression, really.
Yeah. And
so now I have to go
all
the way.
Could they put a Starbucks in there? I would be so happy if they put a Starbucks in there.
Did you know? Starbucks and like Crowboxes, how we call them, they're not technically affiliated with Starbucks.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. They just proudly serve Starbucks.
Oh, that's like, I don't say where I work, but the company yes. that I work for
mm-hmm.
also proudly serves correct. That in several of their.
And they have the recipes locations. And everything too. So, like, they can serve those drinks because they basically bought a license or, like, the rights to use it. But they only serve it. They're not actually affiliated. So I had to find that out the hard way.
And, well, you know what? But Target will scan your thing, though.
No. Yes. That's the other interesting thing. Depending on where you are, you can use your mobile app, too. But they won't, like, take your card. Or, like, scan your thing. And some of them will scan your thing, but your app, but won't take mobile orders. It's an interesting
thing. What thing are they scanning? Y'all got me scared.
Sorry, the Starbucks app.
Okay, cool.
Which is great, but I did not go on my birthday, and I lost my birthday. It's very sad.
Well, if you had come to me the day after, I would have given it to you anyway. Because okay. I can do that.
Well, I can come tomorrow and be like,
I was late for that one today.
I'm coming tomorrow too.
Yeah, come
my birthday was in March.
I don't have the app, but I hear you get a free drink.
Right.
So, yeah. Today's my birthday. Yeah, so I did not. But the Starbucks. So they could do that. They could, where we had our Chick-fil-A and our, in the Shitlock Rover, they could just put a bar there.
Mm-hmm. Close enough to Marietta. Like the square.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sure it'll be quite the hipster hanging out. It'll be for all the OMs, and it'll be the OM bar, Kroger bar. The OMs. Oh, the OMs. That for what I should say. That's for people, that's the old myriad of people, the people that have been here for
a multiple while.
Generations.
A while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven's an OM.
Really?
Achievement unlocked.
Yes.
Unlocked.
You're an OM. You went to school here. Your child went to school here. You know, your parents, your mom worked in the school system. Yeah, you're an OM.
Mm-hmm.
There's a three-generation minimum.
Huh?
There's a three-generation minimum.
Yeah, yeah. And I worked on the square twice. So
OM.
OM.
Go ahead. We'll get you a shirt for that.
Wow.
An OM shirt. And you know what? Sometimes that offends people. You have to be careful who you say that to, because if you're saying it to an OM, you're calling them an OM, sometimes they don't like that.
Which is interesting, because if you really like the fact... What is happening?
I hear sounds. It sounds like...
Oh.
Some...
Oh. What just happened? Did she like just get up and leave?
No, she's
I'm right here.
Oh, we're okay.
The sound of the noise.
Okay. Yeah, when she was like trying to say, I'm hearing a sound, it sounds like she was getting fainter and fainter.
There was just a loud noise. And she was like, where is it coming from? Oh, it's just Shane.
Shane.
Not the tinkling bells.
Yeah, no.
It's just the sweet sound of Shane.
Aw. You'd be
cute. Oh, all Perry and stuff.
Yeah, no thanks.
You know thanks.
Now, every time I walk by my closet, I look in there.
Do you?
Uh-huh. I mean, it stays open, so. But yeah, I'll be walking by to go to the bathroom. I'll look and lean.
You always got to check for Shane.
Mm-hmm. Why sometimes I'm going to lean in to look and he's going to be standing there. I'm going to be like, what the fuck?
Patiently waiting.
Just having a looky look.
I leave the door open. I did
too. That was so cool.
Wow.
Sorry, we got, again, distracted.
We got distracted by an owl.
It was very close.
It was very close.
Like in the room?
Not, yeah, like he just flew right in.
That's cool.
Hey, name's Hagrid.
Did he leave a letter?
Hagrid.
Just out here doing owl things. We might have a special.
Like, you hear him?
Yeah, he's so cool. Sorry. I wish
y'all could hear, like, because he's like, and it's weird because.
It's like he's right across the street.
Shelby actually just pulled up and. So we might have a surprise special guest reader. Anyway, she just pulled up, but it's weird because she has one at her house that comes and eats fish out of her pond.
And then it's a free snack.
Then she pulls up in the house. Hi, Moose. Oh, watch your head, baby girl. Moose just showed up. Moose is a special guest on the show tonight.
Oh, and Natalia.
She's seen things.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, there's a ghost in my house. We all know. Just hangs out.
Same.
Come, Moose. Come on in. So, yeah.
we did we lose Kevin? Kevin, you've been awfully quiet.
I was just listening.
The chaos. The chaos. The chaos.
I didn't know exactly what was going to be or what was going on, so I didn't want to like say something and then have it like be quiet. So plus I was thinking about the owl. So when you heard the noise, was it the owl that you heard?
One of the noises, yes.
Okay. Yes.
That's cool. Was it the freaky sounding one that almost sounds like a lady screaming?
No, not that one. Like, imagine your typical, like, woo-hoo owl. Like, that's what it sounded like.
That's cool.
But it was, like, so close, like, right across the street. It was really cool.
That's awesome. Can y'all still hear it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's still going.
That's cool. Yeah, we had one of the creepy sounding ones out here not long ago and one of the hooty sounding ones. Not same night, but.
You ever just enjoy nature, be naturing? Like, you love when that happens.
What happened?
Like, when nature does its thing and you're just, like, sitting here peacefully and all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other night, like a week ago, there was a fox in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like a cross between a baby and a lady screaming.
Interesting.
And yeah, it was loud enough. I shot up out of bed. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then, of course, you know, for a split second, you don't know if you heard it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, one of those like questionable auditory things.
Yeah, but I was, it woke me up out of a sleep. And so I was still like sure that I heard a lady scream, but it was so loud. I knew there wasn't a lady in my house screaming.
Right.
And then it did it again. And one of them had to have been on the front porch because it was that loud in the house.
It's almost like he came in and he was like, let me in.
Yeah. So, and I was like, oh crap, there's a fox out there. And I ran out and looked and it was in the neighbor's driveway by then. So I was like, nope, there he is.
So, that's still cool though.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. Those things are weird though, because you know they're like kind of like dogs, but they almost have a cat shape with a dog head.
They're super smart, but they're agile too.
Yeah, but they're real long. Like, you know how cats are longer than dogs are for their size?
Right.
They're real long like that, and then a real long tail like a cat.
Interesting.
And so I was like, holy shit, that's a big cat. And I was like, oh wait, that's a fox. So
I have trouble sometimes with like with the neighborhood that we used to live, if it was a dog or a coyote. Mm-hmm. It's a very similar, like those are definitely like, is it a friendly dog or not friendly dog?
Yeah. Is it gonna eat my pets or is it going to, you know, let me pet it?
It was something wet.
You ever notice when you can't hear her talking and then the first thing that you hear is something that you question? Oh. It's like you don't hear Amy for a while and then the first thing you hear is, I stepped in something wet.
And then you start a whole new conversation because that's how we are.
It's like, what did she say?
Well, there's some noises in my house right now and it is not ghosts. It is definitely cats going and hiding.
Cats running for their lives.
Getting in cabinets, you know, that type of
thing. That, yeah.
Yeah. And the owl hooting. Is it cold? I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, it's going to be an interesting. Did you say you went on a ghost tour while you were in Florida?
No, I wanted to, but we didn't have time. Okay. But no, the place that we were at, there, Kevin was asking if there was, like, ghost monuments and stuff. That's where that came from.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to the beach. I want to go to the beach.
I won't say no to that.
One thing I would be interested in doing in St. Augustine is like setting up a recorder in that like back road back behind where Denise and Larry's shop was, where they were digging up the road to do something. They started finding bodies. That would be interesting too, just like set up a recorder and just hang out for a little bit. And just to see what you get, just to see, because you never know.
Yeah, I'm down. I love that area right there.
Yeah, it has the it has interesting energy there. You feel different. It's very different. You know, it's like you're just. Because they're finding all these like people, so it's like they just started building on top of people. Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay,
that makes for an interesting energy. Yeah, I love St. Augustine. It's a great atmosphere. I'm sorry. So anyway, I'm thinking about actually what kind of ridiculous things that might come out of my mouth at the parent. I'm a little bit afraid. Like I went back to that. Like I feel like I need to be censored. Maybe there's gonna be no censor.
I'm just gonna get you a shirt that says censor or censored.
Yeah,
the big black rectangle.
Yeah,
that's all it's gonna say.
I need that. I know I don't like cuss in front of rooms full of children, but like if we're just having like regular conversation and say it's we're doing this and you walk up and start talking to us, it's gonna be I'm gonna say a cuss word.
Yeah,
but you know I can be around children. I don't cuss in front of little babies and things.
Is there going to be a lot of children?
No.
Paracon, for the kids.
There is going to be children. It is for the kids. The money is going to children. But,
you know. Oh, yeah, we got to clean up our act.
I don't think kids are going to come up and want to be interviewed by us.
No.
No,
I don't think that's going to be a thing. So I think we're safe there. I think we're good.
I think you're okay.
Yeah. But we're going to be broadcast through the Paracon.
Wait, what? So wait, hold on.
A surprise.
Hold on. I think I may have missed that
part. Unless I misheard. But.
That's going to be. This could be dangerous.
Yeah. That's why I was like, can we cuss?
Can we have a delay so that someone can go?
There was the most audible silence. That was a loud silence after I said that. Because I could both hear it and feel it.
Oh my. Yeah,
I can be good.
A challenge. So not only have we accepted a job, it's we've also accepted a challenge.
Yes.
We're up for the task.
I am.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Wait for it. I don't. Why? I mean, I'm not. This could be entertaining.
I'm gonna start the betting pool on how long it takes for y'all to slip up.
Wow.
Just letting you know.
Wow.
So it's not a secret.
I mean, and if you're doing that, I mean, we all know who's going to do it first.
Oh, it's double down. At that point.
Double down.
I mean, be careful. Be careful, because sometimes the one that you think is going to be the quiet, non-cussing one
will absolutely be the one that's gonna blow it first. Not gonna mention any names.
Wow.
Yeah. I could be the dark horse. I could be like the quiet dark horse.
That's a secondary side quest.
Secondary side quest.
I'll change your whole persona. Just don't cuss.
What am I gonna change my persona to?
Moose. You want to be Moose?
Moose killed my plant today.
What?
Yeah. You know that new leaf that was growing on my Swiss cheese plant? Her tail whacked it off. It's gone. It's dead.
Oh, happy tail. Happy tail whacked
off. Yeah, she was walking through my room.
Did you put it in water and try to root it?
No. It was dead. It was dead.
What?
Was it already dead?
No, it was like growing, and then her tail whacked it off, and I didn't notice until like a couple like hours later, I guess, and the whole thing was like,
and then it was too
dried out, I guess.
Snipped it, and I mean, snipped there's always it. Sometimes there's
there was no regrowing it; it was gone. R.I.P.
Devin.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
We were talking about plants and them dying.
Yes, because they, yeah.
All I heard was, did you snip it and put it in water and was it alive? And I'm like,
you were 90% of the way there.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, was it an animal? Was it like it's salamander?
No, and that made me think of that because, like, you know, when you were little, or maybe that was just me. I would try to capture the lizards.
Oh, yes, I would too.
And then their tail would fall off.
Yes.
And that was very disturbing.
That was dramatic.
Yeah. You think you were disturbed? The same thing. Imagine the salamander.
Like,
damn it.
Like, if you touch them too much, their tail will fall off.
What happens to it? It just falls right off.
Yeah, they get too stressed out.
So and they just attach their tails.
Yeah, they think it's like an escape thing. So they just, like,
they go after the tail instead of the actual animal.
And their next tail is not near as pretty as their first tail.
Correct.
Well, their next tail looks like their head.
My tail still has his tail.
One of mine had to regrow his.
Really? Why?
My dad rescued him from a house that was not healthy for him.
Mm-hmm. Rescued geckos?
Yeah, my dad likes reptiles, and so he has a couple of them, and he basically rescued them all.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I used to have a gecko.
Well, let's see. We have a bearded dragon, and then we have three leopard geckos.
I have
one or two now.
And a Chinese water dragon?
Is that right? Like a bearded dragon.
Water dragon?
Yeah.
The ones that you can let loose and they'll run all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Except ours is a bit of a not nice lizard sometimes. So you have to handle him with care, and he only likes certain people.
when I try to hand feed my gecko, he always ends up biting my hand really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts.
It's going ham.
Yeah. Because he eats like mealworms, but he also eats crickets. And like other bugs, I guess.
Like the roaches and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The roaches.
Yeah, he likes mealworms a lot.
Mealworms are pretty easy. Like, as I said, I don't know if you already have like the...
I'm absolutely terrified of mealworms.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like, it's like calcium powder and everything you can put in the cage
because
they don't put enough in them. Mealworms are weird.
They're terrifying. That's terrifying. Biggest fear.
Biggest fear.
No, I'm just lying. Oh, no. They're just really scary because one time my mom told me they could bite me and I didn't believe her. And then one did bite me. And then now I'm terrified of them. So now I use
never tweezers.
Now I use tweezers to feed them.
Yeah.
They move around too much.
Yeah, they're very squirmy. They're super squirmy. They get out of the tongs too sometimes. You have to go run after them. Yeah.
or they like buried themselves in like the dirt and like the cage.
They said escape.
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 Yeah, one time I left one, like, I thought it was dead. I don't know. I just left it in like the little container they come in, mm-hmm. and it turned into
a beetle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a beetle in there. Like, it didn't fly, but like it had
like the little like black beetles and
yeah, it mm-hmm. had wings on it. And then I lost it. It fell on the floor, and I don't know where it went. And up to this day, it's still gone.
It's living in your room rent free,
hopefully. I mean, not hopefully.
Hopefully not.
That would be bad.
That would be bad.
Or my dog probably already ate it.
Probably.
But yeah,
you're missing Amy still. How are you? Amy has returned.
I shall return.
Or I did return.
You're back.
I'm back.
Yay!
Moose is back too.
Moose is back. Hi, Moose. So okay, I think I want to know more about this girl, this little girl that's in your house. And I think that you should set up a recording.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll do that.
Just to see.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I want to see. Maybe she has something to say.
Maybe. So it definitely seems to be getting more clear, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can do that.
I mean, the fact that you're, like, seeing her now, like full on where you could describe. Do you think she's who you see now? Because that's a taller person that you see in the living room, right? Or walk into the kitchen that.
Not much taller. When I've seen it, it hadn't been huge. So, no, because I never thought it was like adult size. Maybe not as quite as small as what I saw. But I was always thinking like the size of like I don't know, early teens, maybe. And the impression I got from the one I saw the other night was like not to the teens, like maybe somewhere between 8 and 12, something like that. But again, that was just the impression of what I thought when I saw the brief, you know, glimpse of it. But yeah. Used to say, I mean, it was fast. It was like whoosh. So and I guess the height is probably a little bit taller than 12.
Did you see her face?
No, I just saw like the side to back of her head, kinda. And then like shoulder blade ish area, shoulder blade to lower back, you know, just that little foot and a half from like top of the head to mid back. So, but there's some white on the blue though. I remember that. But yeah, this is ahead of her.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know. But yeah, I'll set up a recorder in there.
Yeah.
And see. Because it would be interesting to see what we get.
It would be. Maybe she has something to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, be interesting.
Truly interesting.
And like what, like where she came from.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like
yeah.
Hitchhiker that you've picked up somewhere or so you know you wonder.
Yeah.
I mean
it's been ongoing now for what 9 months, 10 months, something like that, I guess. And it seems to be getting more and more and more. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But.
Now, tell me exactly. Maybe you should leave her a little offering.
You think?
Yeah.
I have to think about that one. Yeah.
Maybe it's not really a little girl.
Yeah. Well, that almost becomes that fine line between knowing something's there and acceptance, or not acceptance on your end, but offering acceptance to them. Do you know what I mean? It's like when somebody has a haunting and they believe it's their parents, and you have to walk that fine line into, you know, thinking it could be them, but you don't want to go as far as to say, you know, hey, Dad, I hope you stay with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And like, that's a, it's a,
they can be,
I think a lot of people do.
It's like a welcome gift or something.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I'll think about it. I'll see.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Nope, that's what makes it so cool.
It is. That's what makes it very cool. And yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
Very cool. Now you got my brain kind of going into what all I can set up in there.
Right, just to see. May be interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely ground rules. Like, if you're going to talk or do things, please don't wake me up. I go to work tomorrow, so.
Please, keep it to a minimum.
Yeah.
Maybe try to hit me up like before 10.
Yeah.
At least before midnight.
Phone lines are open from like 9 to 11, something like that.
Yeah. Just keep it real.
So, but I'll let you know.
I'll
let you know if I see her. If she looks like her, looks like, you know, Shane.
Shane. Maybe you'll get a deep male voice on your recorder.
Yeah. I'm not a little girl.
Not a little girl. But at least you're not scared of me anymore.
Yeah. It's good to know I don't scare you.
I'm harmless. Maybe.
Maybe. So far.
Depends on my mood.
I like Same. When you sleep on your stomach.
Same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. All right, stay tuned.
Satan. Wait, do his voice. Devin has to do the voice.
Which voice?
The devil voice.
Oh, the one that sounds like this.
That one.
Happy Wicked Wednesday, you weirdos. That one?
That one.
Yeah, that one.
That's the one. That's the one. It's perfect. Yeah. So anyhow, we will be look out. Keep a lookout on our Facebook page, because we might be having a little commercially thing going on about Paracon. And I need to post again about the Paracon and the dates where you can catch us. And lots of other fun people and lots of things to do. And there is a taco truck.
Yes.
Heck yes, taco truck.
I'm there. The taco truck and the tea truck. I do love the tea truck. Too.
There's a tea truck?
Yeah. Tea truck.
Coffee. Woo! And tea.
The best. So, yeah, it's going to be great. Oh, please come and join us. That is coming right up. So I'll post about that on our page, and when we have our little promo thing going on, I'll post video. About that. And so, yeah, come chat with us, hang out, and I'll interview you. Kevin will interview you. Kevin will ask very weird, random questions. Mm-hmm. I'll ask normal ones because that's so.
Wow.
But if you know, you know. That's, yeah. If you know, you know. That's not really happening. Yeah. If you know, you know. So be cautious, friends. So, I hope that we've taught you some things tonight, everybody. I hope this was a learning experience for those of you that...
Our show's nothing if not a learning experience.
Exactly. God. <You know? laughs> It's a learning experience for all of us.
Uh-huh.
For some, it can be a lesson on that.
Yeah. Watch where you step in grocery stores. That's my takeaway.
And we'll try to set up a little field trip so that we can go to the Cartersville Kroger bar, and maybe do a little recording from there.
Yeah, really.
This is Kroger.
Yeah. So, anyway, we will chat with y'all next week. We appreciate you listening, sending out the love and light. You know, throwing up that evil eye. Because you know, just so you know, friends, sometimes you do have to put people in a box or a jar. So you know, it happens. Anyway. Stay witchy, my friends.
Stay spooky.
Yes.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Have a great night.